Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams, of course, who had worked on the Alaska pipeline back from 74 to 77, had written extensively on that subject. But today we're going to be talking about what's going on economically. And as you look and see what's happening, unemployment is continuing to increase. Certainly, the home foreclosures are beginning to increase at an increased rate. In fact, many of the major banks have put a temporary moratorium on home foreclosures, and then this next month or two, you're going to see a dramatic increase in home foreclosures. It's estimated that 1.7 million people lost their homes last year. They're saying, well, it might be 2.5 million this year. They're not telling you the truth. It's probably going to be closer to 3 million people. In fact, before we're through this, probably close to 10 million people will have lost their homes before this whole economic downturn is completed. And certainly, if you look and see what's happening to our stores, more and more of them are having difficult times, are unable to borrow money or can't afford to borrow money. And little by little, the entire structure of our society is beginning to implode. And with that as the background, let's go to Lindsay Williams. Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Dr. Sands, thank you for allowing me to be with you on your show today for an update. I had the privilege on July the 14th of 08 of breaking the story on your show of that person who called me and told me everything that the elite were planning on doing for the next year to a year and a half. So now, you're right, it's a great time for an update.
Well, you go right ahead.
Well, they have done everything they said they were going to do. For the sake of new listeners that may be with us for the first time today, may I say that many years ago, I had the privilege of living with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. I was the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and sat in their board meetings, heard what they had to say, and for the past 35 years, I've been able to keep in touch with a few of these people. One of them called me back the middle of June of 08, and in the course of his telling me that I had stopped talking about certain things, he told me everything that the elite planned to do for the next year to a year and a half. And Dr. Stan was bold enough. I mean, really, Dr. Stan, you put your credibility on the line that day when you allowed me to say what that person had told me, because if it had not happened, you and I both would have definitely lost our credibility.
Well, it's been an interesting ride, I'll have to admit that. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
You're right. I was scared to death that day. In fact, I just knew it couldn't happen. But it did, because the elite know exactly what they're doing in advance. Let me say to everyone out there in Dr. Stan's listening audience, please believe everything Dr. Stan says. He's telling you the truth. I know some of it's difficult to believe. Well, let me back him up in this. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. It is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda. And these people I've been able to keep in touch with over the years because of my being their chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And one of them told me crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. It's when it was $143, $144 a barrel. And we knew it couldn't happen, but it did, exactly like the elite told me, and that the price of gasoline was going to go to $2, $1.50 to $2 a gallon at the gas pump.
And it was running about $4 at that time. Hold on, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Lindsay Williams. And I was sure at that time the price of oil was going to go to $200 a barrel, and we were going to see $5 gasoline, and it did. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, And our guest this afternoon is Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, of course, said, well, what had happened was that I got a call, I guess it was in the early part of July of last year, 2008, from somebody who said, hey, what happened to Lindsay Williams? You know, he's taken down his website. You know, the only copy of his book up on Amazon is $1,995.95. And I thought that was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard, but I thanked the fellow for calling. And I went and looked up Lindsay's website, and sure enough, it had been taken down. It was just there, but there was nothing on it. And Lindsay was essentially saying goodbye to us. And so then I looked on Amazon, and there was only one copy of his book. Look, book I had, you know, I had a couple of copies. I'd sold most of them, you know, for $6 or $7, and this one was going for $1,995.95. And I said to myself, something is wrong. So I called Lindsay, and he told me this incredible story about having received a call and being told he couldn't be talking about certain things. But then, of course, Lindsay cataloged the things and told me what he had been told. And so you picked the story up there, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, you're right. The elite don't play games. And they didn't play games with John F. Kennedy. He was the president of the United States of America, and when he tried to dismantle the Federal Reserve, he politely saw to it he was shot numbers of times. And I knew they were not going to play games with me either, so I immediately agreed to do what they said, but that's not the important thing. That was all settled, and they had kept their word. By the way, the elite do keep their word. When they say they're going to do something, they do it. And when they said that they had it planned for crude oil to go to $50 a barrel, and I asked that gentleman why, and he said, we're going to bankrupt OPEC. This was unbelievable. Bankrupt the richest people on the face of the earth, the oil-producing countries of the world. Now, that includes not only the Arabs, but it includes Nigeria, it includes Venezuela, Mexico, others. And this was what he said. He said, we are going to bankrupt them by taking the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel. And then my mind ran 1,000 miles an hour, and I thought, what's going to happen to America? So my next question was, what will we see in the United States of America as a result of this? And he said, and I'm going to quote him verbatim, word for word, he said, Chaplain Williams, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. Now, here is where I'd like to pick up.
Hold that thought right there, Lindsay. We're going to bring our stations back on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Lindsay is describing his conversation with this, we call him Mr. X, who contacted Lindsay in the middle of June, or first part of June, somewhere in there, because I was talking to Lindsay in the early part of July, and he was telling me that this gentleman had told him that they were going to drop the price of oil to $50 a barrel, and that they were going to just bankrupt all the oil-producing countries as a result of that, and then they were going to be here in the United States a financial collapse that would be so great it would take many years to get out of it. Now, remember, this is July of last year, and those of you who listen to our programs regularly will remember that we actually had Lindsay on our program shortly after I talked to him in the early part of July, and he told this story. Well, at that time, oil was already at the rate of about $147 a barrel. I mean, the idea that it would drop to $50 a barrel seemed so untenable. I knew we were going to have some financial problems, but I did not realize how this would affect the whole world. And yet this whole scam is planned. I mean, Lindsay told me this about it. So many of the things that were going to happen in July of last year, and those of you who listen to our programs regularly will remember when we put that program on, we do have copies of that. And so you picked up the story there, Lindsay.
Well, it sounds preposterous to believe that a group of people that you and I have been talking about for years could literally control the world, manipulate every currency, break and make nations, tell the president what to do, dictate who will be president, but they do. So his statement was, Chaplain Williams, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great it will take years to come out of it. Now, let me come to today, the 17th of April, Friday. I want to tell you exactly how this has happened this week. Now, I hope you have pencil and paper handy, because I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about tomorrow or a month from now. I'm not talking about last month, what has happened. They took the price of crude oil to $50, exactly where they said they were going to take it. They took gasoline to $1.50 a gallon to $2 a gallon at the gas pump. Oh, by the way, it will stay there. I know. Nearly every talk show host I'm on with recently has said, well, Chaplain, I guess it's about time for the price to go back up again. And I say, no, it's not. I was told it was going to stay there for another year, possibly, before it goes back up again. Now, let me come down to today, right now, because what that man told me back in July of 08 is taking place before your eyes this week. Here we go. Number one, tax receipts. Yes, that's exactly one of the things he talked about. America will see a financial collapse. Here it is. Tax receipts are down in the past 30 days, $54 billion. This is almost inconceivable. Do you realize that the federal government and the states and the city governments and the county governments across America, that their tax receipts total across this land were down in 1 month, $54 billion? That pays for highways, pays for school teachers' salaries. That pays for your infrastructure in the United States of America. Here's the next one. This week, New York State fired 253 policemen. Yes, policemen, that's correct. It was on CNN News. You don't have to take my word for it. Look at the national news media. Why did they fire them? They don't have the funds to pay them. They don't have the money. They're running out of money. Fired 253 policemen. You know what this is? This is a license to crooks to go out there and get busy because the policemen are no longer on the streets. Next item that has happened this week, today is the 17th of April, it happened this week. The Federal Reserve, within 1 week's time, purchased $23.5 billion in T-bills in 1 week. They've never done this in the history of the United States of America. They never purchased T-bills before, and they purchased $23.5 billion. I'll elaborate on that in a few moments. But I want to give you the scenario of everything you've seen happen before your eyes this week, the 17th of April. We're just ending the week. Today, General Growth Properties, did you see it? Oh, my goodness, I was so startled. Here it is. General Growth Properties, the second largest U.S. mall owner, declared bankruptcy on Thursday. They announced it this morning. The biggest real estate failure in the history of the United States of America, 158 malls. No, not houses, not individual real estate homes. 158 malls across America filed Chapter 11 on yesterday. Oh, the real estate properties we've been predicting for some time, that once this axe fell of the real estate properties, that the commercial real estate, that it literally would dwarf the number of personal homes. You think that the real estate market in personal homes has caused a problem worldwide? You haven't seen anything. Do you realize that the commercial real estate property now is on the verge of bankruptcy? Look at your malls. Any place you go, see how many empty stores are there. The mall owners can only go so far with empty stores. They can't pay their bills. All right, in light of all of these things, I'd like to give some predictions, and then I'll elaborate on those items that I talked about as the program goes along. First of all, predictions. There's one bright side to all of this. Gasoline will stay $1.50 to $2 a gallon for the next year's time. I know I'm sticking my neck way out. But, Dr. Stan, you and I both stuck our neck way out when you allowed me to break the story on your program on July the 14th of 08 and say that crude oil was going down there and what was going to happen in America in the next year's time. Your credibility and mine were both on the line, so I guess we may as well stay in line with what we've done in the past and just keep on telling what the elite plan to do. You're going to see gasoline prices stay down. It's not going back to $4, $5, and $6 a gallon for probably the next 9 to 12 months. We are already about 8 or 9 months into this man's prediction. Within 90 days, you ready for this one? Based on the prediction of what this person who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors said to me, I predict that within the next 90 days, you are going to see states, cities, and counties. You are going to see them default. That's right. You are going to see municipal bonds defaulting. You are going to see school teachers that they will not be able to pay them. You're going to see government employees that are going to take cuts in salary or be laid off. You are going to see major events take place in the states. Now, the federal government can print money out of thin air. They can pull it out of nowhere. States and cities and counties cannot do that. And with the tax revenues having fallen $54 billion within the past 30 days, wait until 60 to 90 days shows up with the number of bankruptcies that you're seeing right now, with 1 in 10 Americans being behind on their mortgages, not going to be getting the real estate taxes, with 10,657 foreclosures in 1 month in just Maricopa County, Arizona. I mean, this thing is beginning to mushroom so big that in light of what this gentleman told me, you are going to see states and cities and counties in desperate trouble with the continued tax receipts falling as they're falling right now. You're going to see commercial real estate in the condition that just happened with General Growth Properties. This is the first one, second largest U.S. mall owner in America. You've just begun to see the tip of the iceberg. Commercial real estate is the next great problem in America. You thought AIG was a problem. You thought the banks of America were the problem. You haven't seen anything till the commercial real estate hits the fan, and you are going to see hyperinflation. Folks, get ready for it. If there's anything that you want to buy, anything that you need, you have the money to buy. Don't put it on a credit card. If you can't pay for it, don't buy it. But you are going to see such hyperinflation within the next 6 to 9 months that if you want to buy anything whatsoever and you can afford to pay for it, go out there and buy it right now. You're going to be paying nearly double for it, what you will see probably 9 months from now based on what this gentleman told me. You are going to see a collapse of the dollar. Now, I don't like predicting this. It hurts me to even think about it. But you positively are going to see a collapse of the dollar. This is going to bring about major problems with pensions and retirement accounts. And the reason that General Motors right now is doing what they're doing is because they want to get rid of their retirement plans and turn them over to the federal government. General Motors has already announced that they will have to close 2,000 dealerships. Now, that's within the next 30 days in order to meet Mr. Obama's requirements. Remember, he fired the CEO of General Motors. I mean, this is so despotic until it scares me to think that the President of the United States of America on our new socialistic agenda has the right to fire the CEO of General Motors, one of the largest corporations in the United States of America, and as at his command. I mean, well, since when are we under communism to the point that the President of the United States of America can fire the CEO of General Motors? 2,000 dealerships must be closed. That means that 250,000 jobs are going to be lost within the next 30 days' time.
And, of course, I think people have to understand that many of our major corporations are going to default on their bonds. And, of course, if you have junk bonds, why, you might as well just forget about them. But even the regular bonds, the people who own General Motors bonds, can lose everything they have if that country goes into bankruptcy. But even more than that, many of the major corporations just don't have the money. And so what happens when you don't have the money and you're supposed to make payments to the bondholders? Why, you just default on them. And they're talking, you know, 20 or 30 or maybe even 40% of our major corporations going to default on their bonds. And then what about our government? Are they going to pay off their bonds? Where are they going to get their money? The people who are writing the insurance companies on the treasury bonds are increasingly concerned that the U.S. government could go into default. Well, Lindsay, go ahead and pick up the story there.
The state of Alaska, let me compare what's happening to the population of an entire state. The state of Alaska has a population, a total population now in the state of Alaska, 643,748 people. We are losing this many jobs per month in the United States of America. It's hard to fathom. The largest state, land-wise, land mass, in the state, we're losing the population of that state, losing that many jobs per month in the United States of America. Now, when people don't buy, then there's no taxes because the tax revenues come in as a result of purchases at the gas pump. You were paying $4 to $5 a gallon, depending on where you lived in the United States of America. You're paying now $1.50 to $2 a gallon, depending on where you live in the country. That means that the federal government and the states have lost approximately 50 to 75% of the tax revenues on that gallon of gasoline. The people who don't purchase any longer because they've lost their jobs to the tune of the entire population of the state of Alaska in 1 month, that means that those people cannot go out there and buy in the department stores. So the tax revenues of the department stores are down. All of this adds up to the fact that the federal and the state governments are going to be in major, major problem because, for instance, Macy's, one big department store, most of you recognize the name, Macy's profits are down 59%. That means that 59% of the taxes that were coming in from the company called Macy's is no longer there. Target's all over America. Target's profits are down 41%. That means 41% of the taxes that went to the federal, state, and county governments are not being received this month. JCPenney's profits are down 41%. Office Depot lost $1.5 billion in one quarter. That means that 40 to 50% of the taxes that were coming in from these companies are no longer coming to the federal and state government. What's going to happen to school teachers? What's going to happen to the colleges that are supported by the states and the taxes that come in from them? What's going to happen to the state workers? Can you imagine the shortfall of this within the next 60 days? You heard me correctly. We're not facing something a year from now, 2 years from now. We're facing a disaster within the next 60 days that is going to be so great that if Dr. Stan ever allows me to come back on his program again, you're going to say Lindsay Williams is a prophet. And you know what I'm going to tell you? No, I'm not. And neither do I have the ability of sorcery or reading palms or anything else. It just so happens that by the providence of God, years ago, I got to know some of the elite because of me being on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline as their chaplain and still keep in touch with some of them today. And I have tried not to frighten America. It has never been my purpose to frighten people in America. In fact, I'm getting tired of frightening folks. I just wish I could give you an encouraging word, but I must tell you the truth. I have no choice. And so I'm here trying my best to tell you what one of them told me just a number of months ago. And Dr. Stan has granted me the privilege over these periods, these numbers of weeks and a few months, to be able to come back on his program and give you weekly updates or periodic updates.
Hold that thought, Lindsay.
Yes, thank you, please.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, I guess is Lindsay Williams, and just talking about how the profits on Macy's and on Target and on Office Depot and so many of the major retailers, they're down dramatically, somewhere between 30 and 50%, 59%, and of course what this reflects is people are just not buying. And as more and more people get laid off, then of course they're not paying their Social Security taxes, they're not paying their Medicare in, and that, because that's 15% of their salary, or nearly goes in, half from the employee, half from the employer. But people didn't understand that, of course, that money has been simply put into the general fund for years and stolen. It's supposed to go into a fund. There is no Social Security fund. There is no Medicare fund. It's a Ponzi scheme. The money that comes in immediately goes out and is used to pay people like myself who receive a monthly stipend from Social Security and receive a Medicare payments from Social Security. But that money is not coming in. And, of course, right now there may be almost enough to make pay the outgo, but before long there's not going to be enough to pay the outgo. And then, of course, they're going to go to the fund and they're going to find there's nothing there but bonds from the federal government. There's nothing behind those bonds because the government doesn't have any money other than what it takes from us by force, what it borrows or what it prints. And so what does the government do? Why, they do the same thing they did in the Weimar Republic. They do the same thing that our State Department allowed them to do in Rhodesia after we installed the communist dictator there, a man named Mugabe. And, of course, they simply print the money. Well, of course, you know what happened in Zimbabwe. When inflation reached 186 sex trillion percent a year, that's sex trillion, not trillion, not quadrillion, not septillion, but sex trillion percent a year, they just did away with the money. And that's what's going to happen here. Well, I hope it doesn't get that bad, but we're going to have hyperinflation here, and they know exactly what they're doing. Remember that Alan Greenspan had written in his book, The Age of Turbulence, that the best way to destroy a nation would be to debauch its currency. So why would anybody want to debauch our currency and destroy our nation? Why? Because there is a group whose loyalty is not to the United States. They're globalists. This is why we've been transferring our industrial capacity to other countries and subsidizing the corporations that moved out of this country so they don't have to pay any taxes here. And actually lending all sorts of money to these other countries so that they could make it attractive for the corporations to go. This is why we've gone from being producing 50% of the manufacturing in the world down to 11%, and it's falling all the time. And then, of course, our own industrial production is contracting here, as everything else is contracting in the world. But it's part of a long-range plan by people who have a different vision. Because, you see, they hate freedom. They hate individualism. They believe in this one concept of a one world government. They believe in equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, and you can read the plan of the Earth Charter. If you haven't read it, shame on you. It's available on the internet. That's the Earth Charter. Or if you buy anything from us, we'll be glad to send you a free copy of the Earth Charter. It is kept in the Ark of Hope, of the Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. It's exactly a mirror image of everything. In fact, the men who wrote the Earth Charter described it as the new Ten Commandments for the world. The new Ten Commandments for the world. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have any thoughts, any questions for Lindsay, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So, Lindsay, certainly as we talk about what's going on, I think the average individual, well, they listen to Ben Bernanke, they listen to President Obama, the thing's going to get worse, but maybe we're getting close to the bottom. And, of course, they're not telling the truth. They know that we've got a lot further to go, that countless millions or more are going to lose their jobs, countless millions or more are going to lose their homes, countless millions or more are going to lose all hope. And now they're telling us that, oh, my goodness, the government's watching the people because they may become terrorists out of their frustration. The real danger is the veterans coming back, those men who went overseas and risked their lives, supposedly fighting for America, which they weren't, of course. They were fighting really a make-believe war that was aimed to just justify and keep our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. Why? Because the purpose is to maintain a one-world government. We have our troops stationed in 131 nations. We have an empire, but we can't let the common people understand that. They wouldn't understand that the elite have a different goal because they have a different allegiance, because they worship a different god. Well, we're going to be back in just a minute. And you can talk to Lindsay. We've got, of course, Maria calling from New York. And if you'd like to talk to Lindsay, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Lindsay. Go right ahead. Should we take the call from Maria now, or would you want to wait?
Yes, let's take the call, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Let's talk to Maria. Hi, Maria. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan and Lindsay. I've been following both of you for several years.
Do you listen to our program regularly?
Yes. And I listen on the Sunshine Network.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're so fortunate to have that outlet up there. So, up there in Rochester, New York. So, basically, do you have a question or comment?
I have a question. Listening to both of you is quite frightening. But I know the Lord, and I put my trust in the Lord. But that doesn't mean that we won't see hard times. Right now, I'm quite infirm, and I have an elderly mother in her 80s, and, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I understand that if all that's going to happen in 9 months, what's going to happen to medical care for Medicaid and Medicare patients? I mean, will we stop receiving that medical care?
Well, Lindsay, what are your thoughts?
There will be some point at which the tax receipts fall so low and to such a level that Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid will be affected. Now, keep in mind, though, that the federal government itself has the ability to create money out of thin air. But anything that relates to the state, to the city, and to the county, they can't do that. So we will see defaults first on the state level. Then, eventually, you'll see a collapse of the American dollar down the line somewhere.
Maria, I think you have to understand that the agenda is socialized medicine and the rationing of health care. And it probably will not be like it is up in Canada, where, of course, they just put you on a list, and maybe 2 years from now, while you can get a bypass or a surgery or a hip reconstruction or 3 or 4 years. What they really want to do here is to have boards determining, you know, whether it's worthwhile economically to take care of elderly people. In other words, basically, they're going to say who lives and who dies. It's the Nazi philosophy of the useless eaters, the older people. Well, wouldn't it be better to save the money for the younger ones? And what you're talking about is an elite concept, and I feel that older people like your mother and like myself, because I'm 80 years old, are going to not be able to get medical care. But that is what the American people voted for. And this is Dr. Stan, and our guest on the line was Maria from New York, simply asking what's going to happen as far as medical care. She has an elderly mother, and I just told her that the plan is to ration access to health care. I was told many years ago when I was active in medical politics that what they're going to do is move towards a two-tiered system. Oh, the elderly will be, pardon me, the wealthy will like the Bushes and the Obamas and the others. They'll get health care. They'll be able to either get it through the government or be able to purchase it on their own. But for the poor people, they're just not going to get it, I'm afraid. And what we need to do, Maria, is get the American people to understand what's going on. And the best you can do to help your mother is help us get people educated, first of all, about what's going on, and secondly, to understand the spiritual forces that energize these wicked people who have created wars and revolutions and really want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. Does that answer your question? I know it may not be the answer you want, but it's an honest answer.
Well, since we're believers, I would ask, since you understand biblical prophecy, do you believe we can actually put off the Antichrist system from being set up and all this coming to fruition, you know, like, is this God's time, or?
We don't know if it's God's time. Remember what happened, of course, when Jonah went to Nineveh, and of course God had told him, I'm going to destroy this country in 60 days and 90 days. And Jonah got out there and he preached, and God put off the judgment from Nineveh for 60 years. Can we delay what's going on? I do not know. All I know is we are to do the best we can, and we're going to have to rely upon the Lord. We can hope that there are going to be those who will take care of believers and help them. You know, there will be helping hands among Christians for other Christians, and I know we're preparing to do that for the people where we live as best we can with the limited resources we have, but certainly we are looking forward to the time when the medical facilities are not going to be readily available. So as far as the Lord's timing, we're just going to have to watch and wait and see. I would not presume to tell you that these are the times, but certainly everything suggests that the Lord is coming before too long. Okay?
Yes, I would request that you would please repeat Brother William's information again.
We'll go ahead and ask him to go ahead and tell us, you and our other listeners, how they can get in touch with Lindsay Williams and get his material. Lindsay, why don't you tell Maria and our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your ministry?
Yes, this week I prepared something like I have never prepared before. I've never given such in-depth as to what's happening today, this week, April the 17th, closing out the week. It's called an emergency update of April the 4th, the fourth month, the 17th day. I beg of you, get my full set DVD, CD set with the emergency this week update. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, this is not something done a month ago or 2 months ago. This is not something this old. This is today. Now, my operators will be standing by for one more hour this afternoon, then they'll be going home. The number is 800-321-2900, and emergency update this week of the 17th of April.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Lindsay. Thank you very much, Maria. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, today's my birthday, and that's going to be a good birthday present.
Well, God bless you, and just keep your attention focused on the Lord. We're to do everything we can, but in the final analysis, nothing we do may influence anything. We're going to have to trust in Him. Bye-bye, and God
Amen.
Bless.
Amen. Thank you.
Bye-bye, and our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And right now we have Gary calling from Arizona. What part of Arizona are you calling from, Gary?
Prescott.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Actually, I'm curious to know what Lindsay thinks about when oil prices are going to start going back up again.
All right, fine. When do you think oil prices will start back up again?
Gary, oil prices, according to the person who talked with me, who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, according to him, gasoline prices are going to stay about where they are right now, or maybe a little less, and crude oil prices will stay between $45 and $55 a barrel for at least the next year's time. You do not have to be concerned about them going up. They will keep them there in order to bankrupt OPEC, and they will keep them there until they have succeeded in doing it.
Okay, anything else, Gary?
So you think it's actually going to be a year from now?
Right.
At the time he was talking about a year to a year and a half, I think that you would be safe in saying 6 to 9 months without any question.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, that's Lindsay's opinion. We'll just have to wait and see. They certainly have not managed to bankrupt the oil-producing countries yet. But believe me, these are wicked, wicked people. They have an entirely different worldview because they worship a different God. So anything else you'd like to ask Gary before we let you go?
Well, yeah. As far as investment stimulus in oil and gas, do you think that people will actually invest in oil and gas when it starts creeping back up?
Or do you think there was a gentleman who called the other day on the talk show that I was on, and he said, Chaplain Williams, I just called in to say thank you. He said, I took you at face value. And he said, I've made $150,000 off the fact you said the crude oil was going down to $50 a barrel, because he said, I deal in futures. So don't take it at my word. The people who are doing this, let me know that they'll keep it there for some period of time. And they have done just that, because for months now, or I should say at least for the past month, individuals have said to me, well, I guess it's about time to go back up again. And I say, no, it's not. Give it a little bit longer. They haven't accomplished what they wanted yet.
Okay, fine. So we'll just have to wait and see, Gary. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Dan, who's calling from Oregon. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Dan, what part of Oregon are you calling from?
Springfield.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question or comment? Are you listening on shortwave or the Internet?
Internet.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was just wondering, how does Lindsay know that if these guys are the elite or whatever, and how does he know that they're not, like, manipulating him by letting him know this information and kind of, like, misleading people?
All right, fine. Well, so far, it's all been very, very accurate. In other words, I was in on this at the very early part. I mean, Lindsay told me in the early part of July what is going to happen. And so far, everything they've said has come to pass. So that's pretty good demonstration of the fact that they weren't misleading him when they told him. As far as the future is concerned, who knows what they're up to? And then these people may not know everything, but so far they've been incredibly, incredibly accurate. I'd suggest you go up on the Internet and read my article. It's the October 2008 newsletter, where I tell you the whole background of my conversation with Lindsay back in July of last year, what he told me, and you can see how these things have come to pass. And then ask yourself, if they told him that, and certainly I can attest to what Lindsay told me was going to happen, and just about all of it, except for the election of John McCain, has come to pass. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's an honor to talk to you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. And let's go to David, who's calling from Cupertino, California, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Okay, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment. You know, you're talking about these people that make these predictions about the oil prices and how they have come to pass because they have a tremendous amount of money and can influence the situation.
No, these are the people who run the oil companies who interlock with what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But there are a few very, very powerful people in the world that make things happen. But go ahead.
Yeah, and but like that scripture says somewhere, who is he that saith and it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? They have an agenda to destroy the United States. That's as plain as day if you read the stuff from the John Birch Society of what you're saying and all that. Okay, but if God has not decided that it's going to come to pass, it won't come to pass, you know. But anyway, I do a lot of study on Bible prophecy, and I believe that 9/11 was the sixth trumpet, and you'll have 3,000 days till the seventh trumpet. And what's interesting is if you go from the Jubilee to 9/11, it was 66.66 months, and it was 5.5555 years in biblical years. And I taught a month before, Dr. Stan, 30 days before 9/11, that the sixth trumpet would sound. I called Barbara Simpson on KSFO 560, and I called KFAX Radio 1100.
All right, tell me, what's the next thing that's going to happen, David?
The rapture should be 3,000 days from 9/11.
All right,
and
fine. Well, we'll wait and see. We won't know then for how many years?
Pardon me?
How many years will that be from now?
Well, 3,000 days or 100 months from 9/11 would be Thanksgiving this year.
All right, fine. Well, we'll wait and see, and we're going to will you call us and let us know whether it takes place, okay?
God bless. I won't have to do that.
All right, thanks very much. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. And well, Chris, I really don't like to make predictions. Maybe David's right, but we're just going to have to wait and see. I can remember so many times people have interpreted things, and they haven't come to pass, which is why I don't try to be prophetic, and I don't think Lindsay does either. He's simply repeating what he was told. Would that be a fair assessment, Lindsay?
Yes, that's exactly right. There is one thing, though, that we can be assured of, our last two or three callers, and that is there is only one thing that can withstand, or should I say, hold back the inevitable, and that is repentance. Same thing that happened when Jonah went to Nineveh. If God's people would, and the nation would repent, something could be done about turning this around. That's the only prediction I make, is that in the past, when God has seen genuine repentance, he has stayed his hand of judgment. And it could happen in America again if this nation would repent. But I have seen no evidence of repentance in this nation.
Well, you know, because we've had it so good for so long. But you know, Lindsay, as things get worse, and they are going to get worse, and of course we're concerned as they get worse, and yet maybe we ought to be out there on the streets shouting hallelujah, because it's going to take really a major cataclysmic event to get the attention of the American people. And I agree that only a major revival in America will change the course of our nation. But I hope and pray that that revival comes about, and we're just going to have to wait and see. I'd like to see some real good leadership at the national level within our Christian organizations. I don't see it, but we just are a small voice. Maybe there'll be somebody else in the talk show lines that can influence people, or who knows? God can move in strange and wonderful ways. He did that in the 1730s at the time of the First Great Awakening, and certainly in the 1830s to 1850s in the Second Great Awakening. God can move in ways we cannot even imagine.
Yes, he can. People are angry. I have never seen people so angry as I've seen in my lifetime, and April the 15th. People got out by the thousands all across America. They're angry, but there's a big difference in anger and repentance. The most sensitive part of anybody's anatomy is the rear pocket. And the reason they're out there is because they are being hurt right now by what's happening in this economy. I want to see real repentance, godly sorrow for their sin. Then even the elite can't overcome that.
I think you're absolutely right. Where we're living, you know, we are privileged to live in this time. I really believe that these truly are prophetic times, and certainly everything points in that direction. And you just go down to things that were prophesied, you know, thousands of years ago, and, you know, you can just see them falling into place. You know, the ability to track every person, we've never had the ability to do that before. The ability to create a cashless society so you can't buy or sell unless you have the electronic or whatever the mark will be. The return of the children to Israel, and not only the return of them to Israel, but the fact that the Hebrew language would come back, and they would once again begin using the shekel, which has been used for 2,000 years. There's so many things that are happening today, the move towards world government, the move towards this world financial system, all of these things foretold, you know, in the Holy Scriptures. And the trouble is that most of our Christians are not well enough educated in prophecy to understand the significance of the times we live in. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yes, I agree. In fact, I am so glad that I'm living today. I've often remarked that if God had given me a choice as to what time in all of history I wanted to live, I would have chosen today. The reason being is these are the most exciting days that I think you've ever probably been on the face of the earth. The prophets look forward to seeing them. And I'm so glad that I'm living here to see what we're seeing. Don't be frightened. We don't lose sleep over this. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Listen to what Dr. Stan is saying. Don't miss his program one single day. The elite have accelerated that program so rapidly because of so many Americans waking up, and they saw it this week. Believe you me, the elite, when they saw those rallies all over this nation this week, they were shaking in their shoes, because I learned when I lived with them that there's one thing that they're scared to death of. They are afraid of the masses waking up. Now, they have accelerated that program so rapidly that you've got to listen to what's happening every single day. Now, I may be with Dr. Stan once every month or two. You need to listen to his program every single day, because what happens in the past 24 hours could very easily impact your dinner table.
Well, of course, what are you hearing about the people there in Colorado? I know you talked to some of the farmers who were not going to put their crops in. Have they decided to put their crops in? What's happening?
Well, this is the part that I hoped I wouldn't have to get to, but I guess I'll have to. Had a phone call from down in southeast Colorado, and the people who I think you've had on your program at one time, Dr. Sand, they told me something, beat a lock, and it's Camp Hope, Colorado, and, excuse me for hesitating. You see, this is one of the biggest farmers in America. 40% of the food crop for America comes from southeast Colorado, northern Texas. Beta Locke said to me the other day, Chaplain Williams, we're getting $3 a bushel for our corn if we sell it today. She said, we are deciding whether to plant this year or not because it's cost us $5.50 to raise our corn if we plant it, but we're only getting $3 for it. She said, we can't plant. I said, wheat, we're getting $5 a bushel for it. She said, it cost us $6 to $7 a bushel to raise it. She said, we can't plant. I said, what are you going to do? She said, Chaplain, the only people, now listen to this, folks, this is startling. She said, the only farmers down here that are planting this year, the corn, the wheat, these sort of things, the only farmers that are planting them are those that are irrigated. I said, why those? She said, please, this is so startling. She said, they're planting knowing that they will only partially water their crops, that they will fail, but they'll be able to collect the insurance on the crop at the end of the year to at least break even and keep their farm in operation. She said, Chaplain, by next fall, when it's time for harvest to come, it's going to show up on the grocery store shelves of America. Now, here it is.
Hold that thought in just a moment. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Peter Locke said to me from Campo, Colorado, she said, Chaplain Williams, there was nothing in the stimulus package. When President Bush was going out, there was a stimulus package. Now that Mr. Obama has come into office, there have been stimulus packages. She said there has not been one penny in any of the stimulus packages for the farmers of America. Do you realize he's bailed out the bankers? He's bailed out AIG. He gave $1 trillion to the G20, which is not American, without any vote of Congress, without any authority from the people of the United States of America, gave $1 trillion to the G20, which is not even American. They're mainly European, and yet the farmers of the United States of America, there was not one penny in the stimulus package for the farmers, and she said fertilizer is so high cost, it's prohibited to buy. You are going to see some catastrophic events in the grocery store shelves of America. So she says this next fall. And Dr. Stan, I'm merely telling you what they said. I am not doing this to frighten, but make some preparations. Folks, you need to prepare your household now in light of what's going to happen. Everything you have heard Dr. Stan Monteith say on his programs over these years, you are seeing them come to pass right now. It is happening exactly like he said it. I know. You thought that I was a wacko years ago when I tried to tell you some of these things are going to happen. You've listened to Dr. Stan, read his newsletters, and said, well, I've still got time. You don't have time anymore. Everything Dr. Stan said, you better believe it right now, because we are facing some events in America that you need to set your spiritual house in order first, and then you need to set your dinner table in order, because we are going to see some very unusual days in the next few months' time. And we're talking about 60 to 90 days. We're not talking about a year to 2 years from now. These elite told me what their plans were for the next year to a year and a half, and so far, they have carried out everything they said they were going to do. So one more time, and then I won't do it anymore, I plead with you. I produced a new presentation this week. It went out for the first time on Tuesday. The number is 800-321-2900. Now, if you have never gotten my 8-DVD CD set, I plead with you to learn everything from 1960 through 2009. I know finances may be a little short, so you may want my 4-DVD CD set with the new presentation just this week of everything that's taking place this month. The number again, the operators are there for 1 hour.
Hold that thought.
And then they're going home. In another hour they'll be there, 800-321-2900.
Give that number one more time and I'll let you go.
800-321-2900. 2900 emergency update.
God bless. Thanks very much. Real appreciate you coming with us, Lindsay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. That was Lindsay Williams. Hope you enjoyed it. I always enjoyed and Lindsay came on in very, very short notice. Our regularly scheduled guest had an emergency, so it's good to have Lindsay. He's always a fascinating guest. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in real trouble financially. And we have a great new four-tape set called The Financial Armageddon, just talking about what is happening. Recent interviews give you an overview of where we're headed. And then, of course, we have a book written in 1889 by Mr. Wahlberg called The Coming Battle. It's basically the battle was between the banks and the people. You have to understand that everything that's going on is contrived. It's all been created artificially. There was no freezing of the financial markets last fall. We know that because the Celent Group and the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Board went over the statistics from the Federal Reserve. The markets were not shut down. How did they shut the markets down? Well, very, very simply. For the first time in all history, the Federal Reserve is paying interest on the reserves instead of having some $8 billion deposited on reserves from the banks. They have over a half a trillion. They've simply dried up a half a trillion dollars of the bank money of reserves. They could have probably pushed even $5 trillion of loans. And what they've done is intentionally dried up the money. They've raised the interest on your credit cards now to 35-36% on many of them, so that people will not buy. And of course, the larger banks, which are part of this whole conspiracy, the small banks are not, but the large ones are, they're simply holding back on lending unless you are part of the establishment, one of their corporations, or you're willing to pay 10-15% interest, and most companies cannot afford that. So that's how they've created this whole situation. They want to collapse the world monetary system. They've sold banks all throughout the world, these faulty mortgage bonds. Why aren't the people who sold the fraudulent bonds being held responsible? Why? Because they did what they were supposed to do. Why aren't the rating companies, Moody and Standard & Poor, that rated these faulty and fraudulent bonds, AAA, being held responsible? Why? Because they did what they were supposed to. They wanted to bring the system down at this time. And did you notice it really began to collapse just before the election last November so they could get Barack Obama elected? And, of course, he's very critical of the major banks. What was the major banks who financed him? Why do you think Barack Obama's picture was on the front page of Time magazine month after month? I think it was on his picture was on the front page of Time some six times last year in Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report. He was their candidate for this time in history. And of course, we're in for some difficult times. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD by the same title, The Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual forces. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get the four-tape set on satanic crimes and the book that goes with that to learn about the satanic covens that are operating in the United States today. You need to get our four-tape set on the supernatural and the book that goes with that, written by Joanna Michelson, entitled The Beautiful Side of Evil and the Miraculous Things She Actually Witnessed. But, of course, they did not come from the Lord we worship. And then, of course, there's so much material that's available from Radio Liberty, Satanism and Deliverance, a great four-tape set, and of course, we have so many books that are so important. We have a great new four-tape set on deadly assassins, and you'll actually hear interviews with several assassins, and then with Mr. Wilcox, who had interviewed the man who was assigned the job of killing General Patton. We have the book Target Patton, the four-tape set, Deadly Assassins, and certainly the four-tape set on the USS Liberty, the DVD or the video that goes with that, or get the U.S. Liberty special. You understand that they sent those American boys there to be killed, and God intervened, and the ship didn't go down. But they were threatened that they would be killed if they ever told the truth. And 20 years later, they did. Well, pray for Radio Liberty.